When you were growing up, were you the rich friend or were you not the rich friend within your gaggle of friends?
No, I was definitely not the rich friend.
All right. I have a quiz to find out if you were the rich friend or the poor friend.
Okay. This is easy.
Okay. All your friends. Okay.
Bring it on.
Did you have a pool?
No.
Just asking. Did you have a trampoline?
No. Was I supposed to?
I'm just asking. These are things that rich kids had. Did you have a treehouse?
No, I didn't have a tree.
A hot tub?
No.
You didn't have a hot tub? How could you live at that speed?
We had two tiny bathrooms in a three-bedroom house.
Did you have a Wii or any gaming system?
Yes, that we did have.
Okay, that you had. A walk-in pantry.
I don't know what that is. I don't even know what that is. So I'm gonna say we probably didn't have one because I've never heard of that.
Kept the canned goods in a closet that you'd walk into.
No, we had a closet that had tiny shelves that just held cans. Of course,
the cans
barely fit.
Oh, okay.
It was literally like a tiny closet on the wall that you put the cans on. That's all that fit. There was nothing you could walk into.
Did you have a finished bathroom or basement? Finished basement. Sorry.
Half of it was.
Okay. That'll be a yes then.
No, not really. So what happened was, it was an unfinished basement. And there was a whole area that you're not allowed to go, but then my parents, put some wood paneling that they found.
That's finished.
Huh?
That's finished.
But no, only in one little section and then a rug and then like a couple of chairs. So they did it themselves. It was horrible.
TV in your bedroom.
Well, yeah, I was an only child.
Oh, okay. Did you have a playroom?
No. Like a separate, other than my bedroom?
Yeah.
No.
Did you have a home gym?
Well, I ran up and down the stairs a lot. Does that count?
No. Kitchen island. Did you have an island in the kitchen?
We had a separate kitchen counter.
The rich.
It wasn't an island. It's a kitchen. Okay, so we have the regular kitchen counter, and then my mom and my uncle together built a separate kitchen counter that they just put two chairs in front of. So that's not really an island.
That's kind of an island.
No, it wasn't really an island. They literally just got a plank of wood. They just hammered it to the wall and put two benches next to it.
Did you have an air hockey table?
No.
How can you live at that speed? Dartboard.
No, who has dartboards?
Did you have a jacuzzi tub? I guess that's
I'm not even going to answer that.
No. How about a fountain? You didn't have a fountain?
I mean, what we used to do is like we would drink water and spit it at each other. Does that count?
No, you have to actually have a fountain.
What's a fountain? Like a water fountain?
Like a water
Like at school when you push the button and the water comes out and you drink?
No. What are those things you put in the garden with like Jesus standing there in water?
Garden? No, are you crazy? No, we barely, we had a place for the dog to poop and that was about it.
American Girl doll.
No, but I did have a Barbie.
Yeah, it's not the same.
Okay.
Playhouse. Did you have a playhouse in the backyard?
I don't know what a playhouse is. Is that like
a treehouse? It's a treehouse. It's not in the trees.
No. What's a playhouse? I've never even heard of one.
It's a house that you put in the backyard.
Why? I don't even know what that is. I've never seen even my rich friends, I've never seen a playhouse in my life.
Did you have a ping pong table?
Where was I supposed to put it? In my bathtub?
Did you have a home office? Did any of your parents have a home office?
No, we didn't have enough rooms.
Grand piano?
Funny you would say that. We didn't have a grand piano, but we did have a piano because my grandpa gave it to my mom. Because my mom was a singer. So we did have a piano.
But was it one that you would have to, somebody would pay you to take away, or you would have to pay somebody to take it out of the house?
What do you mean?
Like when you're moving and you wanted to sell it, If it's a crappy piano, you have to pay somebody to take it away. If it's a nice piano, somebody will buy it from you.
It was on wheels. You just wheel it right into the truck.
And we'll say yes on the piano.
Okay, fine.
Professional family portraits on the wall.
I'm not even going to answer that. No, of course not.
You didn't have that?
No. We couldn't even afford to go to Sears and get those. What my mother used to do is they used to do the school photos, and they made you buy the school photos.
Right.
Those were the photos that we had up because the school made us take them.
Your mom and dad came to school those days and said, no, we'll just take the photo now. did you have a foyer?
Well, yeah, I guess. I mean, in between, so you opened the front door and there was like a hall closet and then the stairs to go upstairs. So I guess there was like a little tiny area that we could.
A foyer. Okay. Did you have
a foyer?
Whatever. Did you have a foosball table?
No.
Okay. Just asking. How about a karaoke machine? Did you have a playset in the backyard, like a swing and things like that?
No, we didn't have room for that kind of stuff.
How about an intercom system?
Yeah. Mom!
did you have a model train?
No. No. My parents would not. You know, it was interesting because they were into like the gender non-binary type toys even back then. Like I had a lot of matchbox cars and I had trucks, but I did not have a train.
Mm-hmm. Double staircases. Did you have a double staircase?
What's a double staircase?
Two staircases going up.
No. I thought you meant like the staircase to go up to the front door and then another staircase inside the house. No.
or in your case, a staircase that leads out on the fire escape.
Yeah.
No, you didn't have a double staircase going up.
No, of course not.
Mudroom?
No.
Did you have a purebred dog growing up?
Well, the only reason I'm going to say yes is because I found her on the street. I found a Siberian Husky.
It's still a purebred.
Well, it happens to be a purebred dog, but we didn't buy a purebred dog. I found a purebred dog.
And that kind of scares me too, because if you found a dog on the street, that kind of scares me because a dog could just be walking down the street, kind of lost, and you took it.
Free dog.
Yeah. If a guy's walking down the street without a wedding ring, you say free guy.
Free guy.
So that kind of, we'll say yes to that. How about a massage chair? Did you have that growing up?
Who has massage chairs? You mean like the kind they have at like Brookstones?
Yeah, those.
No.
Somebody's got to buy them.
Even rich people don't really have those.
Somebody buys them because they have them there at the store.
Okay.
And people sit in them when they're at. Okay, a movie room. Did you have a theater?
No. We had a den. Does that count?
No. Did you have a dollhouse?
I did.
You did. Okay. How about a dirt bike?
I did.
You had a dirt bike?
Yeah, I did have a dirt bike.
Oh, nice. Oh, you might. Yeah.
I stole it from Eddie Burns.
Because it was left out on the street and free bike.
What happened was he let me borrow it and then he never asked for it back. And I remember one day he said to somebody, I don't know what happened to my dirt bike. And it was in my garage the whole time. So
I don't know what happened to it either.
I did have a dirt bike. Nobody bought it for me.
Did you have a golf cart?
What? No. Who has a golf cart?
People. Like at the beach, you have a golf cart.
Like your house is so big, your property is so big, you need a golf cart to get from one end of the property to the other.
It's everybody in this neighborhood has a golf cart. Everybody around here.
That's because they're lazy where you live.
They're very lazy. And they spend way too much. Anyway, a wine cellar. Did you have a wine cellar? All right. We're going to show me my results. No. 8 of 36. You weren't the richest friend, but you had nice stuff.
Told you I wasn't. In fact, there's a couple of those that really shouldn't be on there because the purebred dog I found on the street and the dirt bike I stole from Eddie Burns.
So it'd be 6 out of 36.
It's really 6. Yeah.
You were nowhere near that.
Nowhere near it. And the only reason I had the stuff I had is because I was an only child. It's not like there was anybody else to give stuff to. So if there was something to be had, my grandparents were like, here, have a dollhouse.
Yeah, you had a TV in your room. A lot of people didn't have a TV in their room.
Well, no, again, I did because my parents watched the TV in the den and they didn't want me to, you know, they want to be able to watch their shows without me. We watched different. I was a child. You know, I liked different things, you know, but I also had a VCR.
Did you really?
Yeah, I had a TV and a VCR in my room.
Those were so expensive way back then. All right.
My parents had a Betamax. I remember that. It was this top-loading piece of crap. Even as a kid, I was even as like a little tiny child, I was like, that looks like crap. Yeah. But, you know, but it's funny. I look back now and I see that I did have a couple of friends that had a lot of money, but I didn't realize it at the time because you just think like I had this one friend that had a giant house and a live-in housekeeper, and she had a pool and she had a tennis court and she had all the stuff that you're talking about. They had a circular driveway. They had a billion cars, but I just thought it was because they had five kids. I was like, well, they have a lot of kids, so they need a bigger house and they need more stuff. Like, I'm an only child. So that's why we don't need a lot of stuff. Mm. It didn't occur to me that it was because they had a lot of money and we had nothing.
I had the really big house growing up. So it was the one house that everybody would go to party when my parents were out of town. It was the big white house. And so we did have that.
Did you have a finished basement?
No, I didn't have. They don't have basements really in the South. That's more of a New York thing than a... Yeah. Than a Southern thing. Yeah, I mean, you can't find any houses with a basement.
Why is that? How come there's no basements in the South?
Yeah, I don't know. It's red clay. It's hard to dig in. I don't know.
I don't know
what their excuse is, but you really can't find any houses with a basement.
Yeah, we had a lot of serial killers here when they were building those houses, so they needed a place to hide the bodies. Right. So basement, very important.
We did have a fountain, though, so we had that.
Did you? And then what? Like in the front yard, the backyard?
The backyard. There's like with Jesus on it and the water thing. Yeah. We didn't have a pool, didn't have a trampoline, didn't have a basement, had a TV in my room. Playroom.
Yeah, listen, our generation had TVs in our rooms. I mean, it's not so unusual.
Yeah, my kids
it's like saying to a kid now, like, do you have an iPhone? It's like, of course they do.
Yeah, my kid now doesn't have a TV in his room. Playroom, yeah, kind of home gym, yeah. Kitchen island, yeah. Jacuzzi tub, yeah. So we had a lot of things on here.
Oh.
And professional family portrait everywhere.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, because my parents always had to go to Olin Mills or whatever and get our photo done.
Get everybody's photos done, yeah.
Model trains, no. Purebred dog. We had purebred cats.
Of course you did. What's a purebred cat? What kind of cat did
you have? An Abyssinian. We had an Abyssinian, which was the worst animal ever to walk this planet.
Why?
He would just look at the cat. I'll show you a photo one day of this cat. And you can just look at the photo of the cat and go, that's a bitch. You just look at the cat and the cat would just like growl at you.
Oh,
and
okay.
It only liked my parents and it hated everybody else. But you could just tell from the photo that this was just an evil cat. And they probably paid, you know, $2,000 for this stupid cat. Didn't have a movie room or dollhouse. Had a bunch of dirt bikes. No wine cellar. So
yeah, but even movie rooms, that's like, I feel like that's an LA thing. And that's like a super wealthy thing to have. I don't know anybody, even the wealthy kids I knew growing up didn't have a movie room. I mean, they had dens they had a den and that's where everybody hung out. And there was a big screen TV in the den, you know, that the whole family got to watch movies and stuff. And I remember I'd go over to my friend's house and we'd watch movies on her big screen TV and we would have sleepover dates and we would all like sleep there. And she had this finished basement and sometimes we would like party down there. But yeah, I mean, now when I look back, I see that I had friends that had a lot of money.
Mm. But now I think the movie room is a little bit, you know, I think a lot of people have one now because you can get TV.
Do you have one?
Yeah.
You have a movie room?
Yeah.
What is that? What does it look like? What's in it?
It's a huge TV. We even have the red curtains and all that.
Really?
Yeah. I've always
Do you have a living room too?
Yeah.
So the living room and the movie room are two different rooms?
Two different rooms. And my studio.
Well, that's different because you work there. But what? Right. So what do you do in a living room then?
You watch other things.
Right. I mean, so you can only watch movies in the movie room, but then you watch what? Like Squid Game in the living room? How does that work?
No, you watch football games and movies in the movie room, and you can watch America's Funniest Home Videos in the living room.
Okay, so you have two different rooms to watch two different types of programming.
Yeah, it's like Friday, Halloween came out. So we had to watch that in the movie room.
Oh, that's for the movie room, right?
That's for the movie room. And then yesterday was Panther games and football games. That's in the movie room.
Mm-hmm.
But you wouldn't watch like South Park in the movie room. That's just wrong. It's a waste
that you watch in the living room. Okay.
That's a waste of an 82-inch TV to put South Park on it. So you watch the movies on that.
Wow.
So I didn't have to go to the movie and get the COVID and die.
Right.
To watch Jason.
You have a movie room.
To watch Michael Myers. I saw Michael Myers here and I didn't get the COVID. But you can't watch Michael Myers in the den. That's awkward.
Oh, there's a den. Also, there's a den, a living room, and a movie room?
And then a porch.
Oh, God. So your kids, you're the rich kids.
Yeah, but we don't have a massage chair.
Yet.
Or double staircase. I don't have that.
You need to put that in.
Have a walk-in pantry, yes. Don't have a pool. Wish I had a pool. Not a treehouse or a basement.
I've never even seen a walk-in pantry. I can't even imagine having... So it's like a walk-in closet in your kitchen?
Yeah.
And you walk in, instead of there being shoes and clothes, there's pasta and cans of stuff?
Where do you put your cereal?
On top of the refrigerator.
No, the cereal goes in the pantry.
Pantry.
With the dog food and all that goes in the pantry.
That's amazing to me. So on top of my refrigerator, that's my pantry.
Yeah, you could walk into our pantry and shut the door. It could be a room. It's about the size of your bathroom.
It sounds bigger.